It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy Friday. Who doesn't love a Friday? I live for Fridays. Today is January 12th, 2024. Hope you all had a good week. Let's get into the program here, starting with birthdays. Jeff Bezos is 60. Howard Stern, 69. Rob Zombie, 58. Also on this day in history, in 2010, earthquake killed 200,000 people in Haiti and left 1 million homeless. I do remember that. That was a disaster, and I don't think it's been quite the same ever since. Haiti is an absolute mess. It's being run by gangs. Literally, there's no government. It's just lawlessness there. 1971, All in the Family was debuted. In 1969, Joe Namath led the New York Jets to a victory over the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III. And in 1966, Batman, the TV series, premiered on ABC. Who doesn't love Batman? 1951, Rush Limbaugh was born. All right, we've got breaking news. This one from Reuters. Oil tankers divert from Red Sea after U.K. strikes in Yemen. Well, this is what the Houthis wanted, right? Just cause a bunch of mayhem and terrorize the supply chain. So they're getting what they wanted, but we have to resolve this. Can't have that. I think it took a few weeks just so they could get a game plan together and make sure they're attack was directed towards the right targets. So, yes, here's one from Fox. Ice fisherman dies in New York after plunging through frozen pond, Ranger says. Subtitle says, authorities said that the ice was just 1 inch thick where the brothers were fishing. Well, what the hell do you think is going to happen? You know, I feel terrible, but damn. Oh, God. Let's see here. Here's one from CNN here. Quote, life-threatening, unquote. Blizzard will slam Iowa. A record low temps or tornado spawning storms could hit the South and East Coast. So I'm in the Southeast, and I checked the weather. It said 2% chance of rain. However, there was a warning that we could get horrible storms. So I don't really know what to do right now regarding my weather, but it looks like there might be something just over the horizon. We'll be watching out for that here in my town. So, yeah, I thought we just had something like this a couple days ago. Did we not? Jeez Louise. TMZ, when nature calls, Gary Busey whips it out. This is, come on, Gary. Who doesn't love Gary Busey? I used to. And I love Gary Classic, we'll call him. But this if they didn't blur out his junk, it would have been in the picture. And he's sitting there looking at the camera smiling. He just doesn't care anymore. This took place in Malibu. He got in a hit and run and involved. He was the one who hit. And I think he ran, this was a couple months ago, I think that was on one of our episodes at the Lunch Show. So he's just in, like, who gives a crap phase, you know what I mean? All right, well, here's one from Fox News. Scotland to restrict American XL bully dog breed. I never even heard of that. It's kind of terrifying looking, though, if you look at a picture of them. Joining England, Wales after a series of attacks, report says. I can hear the people now. It's all in how they're raised. Yeah, right. Subtitle, ownership of American XL bully dogs will be banned in the UK effective February 1st following a series of attacks by the breed. What are you going to do? I mean, if they're going around mauling people, you got to do something. All right, folks, we are going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, North Korea opens up for tourists and some great news.
Don't touch that device, because the Lunch Show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, Chad here. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that The Lunch Show was always intended to be a TV show. And we plan to see that to fruition. We're shooting for a launch date of The Lunch Show TV show somewhere in the fall of 2024. So keep listening to the show, click on all the things that help support the program, and let's get back to The Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of The Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
Alrighty, welcome back to the show. You know it's not good when Walmart closes their stores down. This one from Irish Star: Walmart to close two more stores due to major change in shopper behavior. Do you mean the change where they come in swarms of people with black hoodies on and steal everything off the shelves? Is that the change you're referring to? I don't know. It didn't really talk about that in the article, but that is a popular thing now. So, and it's defund the police. Well, yeah, this is going to happen. The hell do you think's going to happen? When Walmart closes their stores, it's just not a good sign, folks. It's not a good sign. Here's one from Fox News. North Korea opens border to tourists for first time since pandemic. All right. Finally, I get to go to North Korea, check out all the tourist spots. Here's a subtitle: North Korea's decision to admit Russian tourists. Oh. As a part of this pilot program points to the two nations' continued efforts to build stronger relations. Well, they are two peas from a pod, so they can do as they please. Folks, we've got one more headline, and it's good news. This one's actually great news. It's from the Good News Network. They have a high rate of animal stories, so we do like them. Rather than taking jobs in tech, two young software engineers use talents to crush poaching in India. Let's get something straight here. Aside from the obvious, like red rummers and terrorists, you know, they're the worst, absolute worst. But just behind them are crooked cops and poachers. They're just heinous people. They're just awful. So what these guys are doing, they're basically going digital. They created a new software called Hawk, and what they're doing, I'm going to just read a couple paragraphs here. Hawk is an offensive management system that includes case handling, court case monitoring, communication management, and wildlife death monitoring. Alan told the Better India, explaining that before this, all casework was recorded on papers. Now a Hawk can quickly summarize vast amounts of data into various kinds of digital documents like a Google spreadsheet, PDF, Microsoft Excel, etc. Hawk can surf the data inputs in seconds, enabling real-time answers to be generated while court or parliament is in session, whether that's a spreadsheet on the year-over-year rate of elephant deaths, or a police report from the scene of a wildfire crime arrest or trafficking bust. So yeah, they're just able to gather data super quickly rather than, I mean, literally it used to be files in a cabinet. Well, how do you, you know, recall all this stuff on an instant? You can't. But everything, you know, thanks to technology, we're going to, you know, in the right places, technology is amazing, and we're going to use it now to bust these poachers, thanks to these two gentlemen in India. So thank you, guys. Keep up the good work. Lock those scumbags up. Seriously, like poaching elephants, I mean, that's low. But that is great news. So, and that's how we're going to leave you today. That is an episode. I hope you all have an awesome weekend. As usual, no drinking and driving. It's not worth it. Do I really even need to explain why it's not worth it? I don't think so. So I will leave it at that. I hope you all have an awesome weekend. Until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.